Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
I'm the Cookie Monster. I want to come and eat you.
Pretty Malik.
Such a weirdo.
And Big Rossi.
I find your wife really attractive.
That's fine. Just don't mention Liverpool.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys play a big role in our daily life.
You guys just make me smile on my way to work.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Good morning. I was going to say it was like a Thursday, but it's not. It's Wednesday.
Not. It's a Thursday for you.
It is. It's 6:02. Morning. Welcome back. Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, Pretty Malik, myself. We are currently in, what was the name of this suite? It was like the Grand Suite.
The Grand Suite.
At Atlantis, the Palm. Let me tell you, there are these rich people, how they live.
This is the most insane suite. This is bigger than our houses combined.
Yeah, it's
like
got a,
it's huge.
It's got a fountain. I thought someone was going to the bathroom when I opened up the door, and I realized it's just two fountains going off nonstop.
Just randomly in this ginormous suite.
I feel like we're in a palace. There's a reason why we're here. We're doing the show this morning. It's a summer to remember. We have we've got like prizes and gifts worth more than 25,000 dirhams. We have five amazing families joining us just after 7 a.m. this morning, and they're all going to be competing for a few fantastic prizes. So it's going to be an epic morning.
Yep.
It's going to be adventurous.
Yes, and as we said, it's a summer to remember.
It is a summer to remember. So awesome stuff. Thanks to the guys at Atlantis the Palm. Already got us breakfast served. There's croissant. Rossi's missing out. This would have been ideal serving here. He would have gone and he would have already grabbed them all.
I know.
Come out here.
I'm having a croissant in his honor.
Good on you. He would have told us at the beginning of the show, I'm not having any of that. I'm watching what I eat.
And then you would give
within 7 minutes, he would have had three croissants down his mouth.
100%.
Well, listen, we've got a big one, so hang out with us. Pop quiz still coming back at 7:10, which is fantastic. We are going to do a gossip check in about 15 minutes.
Justin Bieber caught on video.
I saw this. Is it true, though?
I have all the details for you coming up. Video with his wife.
They're trying to work out if Bieber was shouting at his wife, Hailey.
Yes.
Or if he was really excited and just was happy.
So it's a viral video. Not sure if you've seen it, but I have all the details in case you missed it in 20 minutes.
Pretty will break it down.
Yep.
You know what? I want to get a couple of callers on this morning. Our first caller of the morning, tell us what you're up to, what you're doing. I'm going to decide out of all our callers because I think we'll have a few this morning.
Yeah.
But one of you will win a 1,000 dirham gift voucher. I want to kick this off with That Concept Store. Down there at Mall of the Emirates, fantastic. Three levels. This store has everything that you ever wanted, including two restaurants, an art gallery, a fitness studio, clothing, and more. If you're interested, I want you on the show. I just want to find out what you're up to.
Exactly, yeah. Just give us a call, 04-871-5544.
We like to get to know you at this time of the morning, all right? So 04-871-5544. Let's get you on the show right now. Be our first caller. Maybe you're on the way to the gym yourself or you're on the way to work. We'll take your calls next. We'll get you That Concept Store 1,000 dirham gift voucher in return. All right, I know a lot of us would rather be in bed, but I'm just going to play you the song. Joel Corey, Bed on Virgin. Morning. It's Virgin Radio 104.4, 608, live here on the Chris Fade Show, doing a live from Atlantis, the Palm. Beautiful morning. It's a summer to remember. Dipti is joining us on the show this morning. Hello, Dipti. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing, Dipti?
We're driving down in an electric car.
What?
When you own an electric car, you always tell people that you have an electric car.
Is it part of the agreement?
What are you? Is it a Tesla? Is it an Audi? What is it?
It's a Porsche Taycan.
Oh, the Porsche. Yeah, Porsche
Wait,
just
what?
Dropped. Yeah, they got a new. All the car companies are coming out with electric cars.
Really?
Now. Yeah. Is it beautiful?
It's stunning. It's just unbelievable. It's super silent and it's just beautiful.
You know what's amazing? It's an electric car. It's got everything. It's a brand new one, but you still can hear the
click.
There's the indicator doing it.
Well, good thing you're using your turn signals.
Yeah, no matter how futuristic we ever get, the cars will always go, you know what I mean?
Basics.
So did you buy this car or is this on loan or what's going on?
It's bought.
Gosh, you got some money, huh?
What do you do?
Yeah, that's a good car.
Nothing. As nobody does in Dubai.
I love that.
Why are you up early, Dipti? What are you doing up so early?
We're just enjoying the sunrise.
Have you slept? Have you gone to bed?
What's going on?
Just loving it. When you have a new car, you just have to take it out for a spin
every
morning.
You're telling me it's 6:10, and you woke up early to go for a drive. Is that what you're telling
me? Absolutely.
Yeah, she doesn't have to pay for petrol. She just plugs it in. She's just using this thing. That's all it is.
That's amazing.
You know, I when I was in the States last, I hired an electric car, and I've got to say that it did convert me. I thought to myself, yeah, this is definitely the future of where we're going, because it was so easy, you know, plugging it in and doing all that sort of stuff. Like, it wasn't a hard thing. And the fact that you never had to go to a gas station, which then got me thinking.
Yes.
And I started thinking really deep into this. All the gas stations, you know, I don't want them to suffer. And
no, I think they would just convert to electric charging stations, like not gas stations. Yeah, but
like
stations.
you gotta sit there for 30, 40 minutes to charge your car. You know what I mean? Like
they're gonna start turning it into drive-in movie theaters.
I think in years to come, that's what's gonna happen. Like, gas stations will have to change what they are.
Yeah.
You'll be a convenience store, and you'll be, you know, food and supplies,
but entertainment.
Yeah, because you're not gonna stop in 20 years' time. We're not gonna be stopping to get petrol in cars anymore. It's all gonna be electric. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Probably.
You know? Well, Dipti, listen, thanks for joining us. I'm going to put you on hold for a moment. I'm not going to let you go here. We do have a 1,000 dirham concept, that concept store gift voucher to give away. You've got a lot of money, it seems. I don't know if I want to hook you up with it. You know what I mean? Like, you're driving a brand new Porsche.
Listen, everyone needs to go shopping, Chris.
All right. Okay. So hold on for me, Dipti. I know that we've got someone else on the phone as well.
Harry,
how are you, mate?
Good morning, Chris. I'm pretty. I'm great.
What car are you driving?
I'm on a Mitsubishi Pajero.
You've just won the 1,000 dirham gift voucher to that concept store. Congratulations. Well done. I'm sure Dipti's fine with that. You've got 1,000 dirhams right there. Access the hype at that. You've got everything you want there, all under one roof at Mall of the Emirates, and we're going to give you fantastic 1,000 dirhams. Well done. You're in the Mitsubishi's a great car as well, okay?
This is overwhelming.
Aww.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy it.
Guys, I have to tell you something. You know, both my kids, Ayush and Aru, they're 12 and 14. They're crazy for Virgin Radio, and it's all because of you. Whether we're going for school or now we're going for the cricket practice, all the time, first they sit in the car and they jump to Virgin Radio. Aww. For them, that's the only radio.
We love that, mate. Give him a big hug and a kiss from us, and we appreciate that loyalty for us here at Virgin Radio. We truly do, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, mate.
Amazing job all the time.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Virgin Radio. Yeah.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right. What have we got, Pretty?
Jason Sudeikis has broken his silence on his split from ex-fiancée Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde is now dating Harry Styles, if you didn't know.
Weird.
He spoke to GQ magazine saying he hopes to make sense of it. He said, I'll have a better understanding of why in a year, and an even better one in two, and an even greater one in five. And it'll go from being a book of my life to becoming a chapter to a paragraph to a line. That's a mature way to look at it, you know, taking time. So these two split up in November 2020. He confirmed it after more than 7 years together and two kids.
7 year itch. It's always year seven.
You know, they never got married. They were only engaged.
Yeah,
they never got married.
You know, he's one of my favorite actors, Jason Sudeikis. I watched him last night in a movie.
Did you ever see Ted Lasso?
Yeah. I haven't watched all of it, but I know it's amazing.
What a great show. Yeah, he's amazing.
He's very, very cool. He always sort of plays that same character as well. But, I mean, it's unfortunate. And so Olivia Wilde, his ex-girlfriend for 7 years.
Yes.
Who's in her 40s, close to her 40s, right?
Yeah, nearly there.
Is now going out with Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, correct. So, after she directed him in a movie.
So she's obviously fallen in love with Harry Styles and left Jason.
Yeah, maybe. That's no, they met after, 2 months after they split.
Yeah, sure.
2 months after.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Sure.
So anyways, that's that. Talking about Ted Lasso, he is nominated for an Emmy, which is great. Jason Sudeikis, the 2021 Emmy nominations are here. Netflix took in 129 nominations.
That's unbelievable.
Insane. They're The Crown, and Disney Plus's The Mandalorian tied as the most nominated program, 24 bids apiece. HBO and HBO Max, though, leads overall with 130 nominations. The Emmys will air live September 19th, and I have a feeling with the ways things are going in the US, it's going to be a proper live full
okay.
show.
Okay, well, yeah. there we go. Yeah, I mean, HBO, you can obviously find that on OSN.
Correct.
You've got Netflix. I mean, I love it. You turn on these you know, digital platforms now, and there's new movies popping up all the time. I'm like, wow, when did they do a movie? And it's like, it's only for Netflix or it's only for HBO. It's great.
The other one that's making a lot of noise is The Mayor of Easttown, which is on HBO, which is on OSN. Check that out.
Oh, you know what? Last night I watched us. Can I just say, we are doing all these movies at home right now, but nothing beats a good movie at a theater.
100%.
I watched Space Jam 2 last night.
How was it?
Fantastic. It's a new legacy. LeBron James. No, I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, that's good.
So if you're thinking about checking out a movie this week and you want to go to a theater, Space Jam, A New Legacy comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Officially. Look, if you're not even if you're a basketball fan.
Space Jam, guys.
It's just a legit good movie, right? And as I was sitting there in the movie chair, I thought to myself, yeah, movies, theaters are always going to be around.
100%.
Because it's that experience of sitting it, watching a big screen
yeah,
and
sure.
all. So go check that out. Finally.
Justin Bieber was caught in an awkward camera moment, right? It looked like he was yelling, like full on red face, yelling at his wife, Haley, as they made their way out from his performance in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It went viral on TikTok, Twitter, you name it. Had a lot of people questioning what was going on between the two now. But fans who were at the show
yep.
and saw him have come forward to say it was not a heated conversation. It was actually him just all on adrenaline because it was literally him jumping off the stage
yeah.
and being walked out. So
yeah. If you look at it without audio, yeah, it looks like he could be shouting. But then you look at it again, you're like, oh, he was just excited and pumped. And he was excited to tell his wife.
Because her face, it wasn't like she looked upset or anything, right? So
poor Bieber.
Yeah, I know.
Poor Bieber.
I know.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. The Chris Fade Show.
104.4. Pretty Malik, myself, we are sitting right now in the Grand Suite at Atlantis, the Palm, Dubai.
Yep.
It's a summer to remember. This is the morning where someone's family is going to change. They're going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Can you believe we've got 25,000 dirhams worth of
prizes
to give away courtesy of Atlantis, the Palm?
Yeah, it's
this
amazing.
Is beautiful. I'm getting ready. This is my last show. This is my last show for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on vacation.
Are you excited?
Yeah, you know when we booked the flights, I swear I didn't mean to book the Thursday.
Go away, yeah, right. You totally knew.
I thought it was a Thursday afternoon, evening flight. So I've booked these flights. I realized it was Thursday morning. So, you know, thanks to Team Virgin, crazy Russian boss. They gave me tomorrow off, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
So this is my last show for 4 weeks. I'm going to be taking the family. We're going to be going to, we're going to do New York for a week, and then we're doing LA for 3.
I told my dad that you're coming, and he started telling me his schedule. Aww. He goes, well, I have a flight on the 16th, yeah. and I'll be back on the 18th, so let him know that I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, Papa. He'll let you know.
I told you I want to try to make an effort to see your father. The only thing that I said, because it was COVID time, I'm like, we're flying across the world. We're all vaccinated, but I just want to make sure that I would not do anything to your father. And you said, your father's got the vaccine. You feel comfortable
yes.
with me meeting yeah. your father?
Yes, and he flies every day.
Yeah, he's a purser.
Yes, he's a flight
purser. His crew.
So, and then my mom chimed in. So the girls are coming. What size do they wear? I was like, Ma, just calm down. Like,
your mom's gonna buy them clothes.
I told her not to.
Get a couple of saris for the girls.
No,
that'd be nice.
You don't buy that in New York.
No, but your mom would know. Like, she'd have the hookup there, wouldn't she?
No.
No, you don't get them from there.
No.
Well, yeah. So this is. I'm so happy and grateful that I get to do the last show that I'm doing for a while here at Atlantis the Palm. We've got a great staycation. As I go on my staycation, we're giving out a staycation.
Yeah.
Which I think is brilliant. And then I asked you, just before that song ended, I said, I know some good pizza places in New York, your
yeah.
home city, but give me a couple of good burger places. And then you brought up this thing of what they're doing in the Netherlands, which blew my mind.
Yeah. How would you like a $6,000 burger?
So that's about a 28,000 dirham burger.
Yeah.
The Netherlands are selling a 28,000 dirham burger.
It's called the Golden Boy, and it's officially the world's most expensive burger. It's the creation of this man named Robert Jandeveen.
Yeah.
He's the owner of a Dutch restaurant, and it has so many ingredients in there.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The buns are wrapped in gold leaf. It's got Wagyu beef, right? It's got caviar, cheddar with truffle, barbecue sauce made from coffee and saffron chive mayonnaise.
I couldn't think of
duck eggs.
I couldn't think of anything worse right now. Like that for me doesn't sound appetizing. Mind you, hold on, it's 22,000 dirhams.
22,000 dirhams. Just to let you know, if you actually want to try one, you need to order at least 2 weeks in advance, and you have to make a $750 deposit.
If anyone is ordering a 22,000 dirham hamburger, a $6,000 US, you need to have your head checked. Because I want you to think about this. I want you to think about having a hamburger in front of you.
Yes.
Putting your credit card out or your phone and tapping, and they take 22,000 dirhams off it.
So much money.
Then you eat the burger. The burger is now in your stomach.
Yes.
What? After that, what?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
You're going to go to the bathroom in about 4 hours. That's your 22,000 dirhams.
Gone.
Literally down the toilet.
But then you can say you had the world's most expensive burger. I was doing my research, and I was trying to find you an expensive burger you can try out in New York City.
I would not. I've got the kit.
It's not as much.
I do not want an expensive burger. I want a cheap burger.
It's $120.
Absolutely not.
It's called the Double Truffle Burger from DB Bistro.
I will not pay more than 10 bucks for a burger.
How about a $5.99 burger?
I'll take it. Where's it at?
Shake
McDonald's?
Shake Shack.
Done. That's where I'll be.
Money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
All right, we're going to do this. We gave away 10,000 dirhams cash yesterday to Sinead. Let's see what Carl can do. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
How are you, man?
I'm good, but I'm a bit nervous, man.
That's all right. That's good to be nervous. It means you're doing something good. Do you want to win 10,000 dirhams cash like Sinead did yesterday?
For sure.
What do you do, Carl?
I work in insurance.
Insurance?
What are you insuring? Is it you insuring humans or properties or what?
Yeah, I insure life and cars.
Life and cars.
How much it costs to get life insurance? Like, what am I looking at per year to do life insurance, roughly?
Actually, it depends upon, like, you know, what you require and your age and your health status. So it really depends.
Oh. What about, like, an average Lebanese-Australian man around 40 years old, fairly healthy, you know?
Yeah, maybe we can say 1,000 dirhams per month.
Per month, all right. And how much money would I give to the family if I died?
Why do you have to...
I'm just being, I just want to know.
Let's say
$1 million? Yeah, a couple of mil. Yeah.
$1 million?
Yeah. My kids would burn through that in a weekend.
Yeah, on Roblox.
Yeah, that would just be gone in a weekend. Like, oh, Dad's left us some money. That's all we've got? $1 million, Daddy? Really? You expect us to fly? How are we going to fly business? Well, Carl, listen, I want to try to get you the money. Let's try to insure you a bit of cash right now with RackBank. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll get back to you, all right?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Good luck.
Here we go. The pop quiz right here on the Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Cherry Seaborn is the wife of which singer?
Pass.
LeBron James plays for which NBA team?
LA Lakers.
Which singer played Hannah Montana in the Disney series?
Pass.
How many Shrek movies are there?
Miley Cyrus.
I'll keep that. How many Shrek movies are there?
Three.
True or false? Nicki Minaj was a judge on American Idol.
True.
Who plays the role of Doctor Strange in the movies?
Pass.
What is the capital of Indonesia?
Jakarta.
Who is older, Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are a team in what sport?
Baseball.
Which male singer has kids named Silas and Phineas?
Pass.
Cherry Seaborn is the wife of which singer?
Pass.
How many Shrek movies are there?
Four.
Who played the role of Doctor Strange in the movies?
Pass.
Time's up. I'm not going to get to that last one. Oh, man, I wish I could have got you the 10,000. I couldn't, but I did get you 600 dirhams cash. That's yours. Well done.
Thank you. Nice work.
Chris.
You're very welcome, Carl. You did very, very well. Cherry Seaborn is the wife of Ed Sheeran. He joined us on the show last week. Great guy. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Doctor Strange. Ice hockey is the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Justin Timberlake has kids' names Silas and Phineas. And Phineas, that would have got you the 10,000, but take the 600, okay, brother?
Thank you so much.
All right, man. God bless you. Have a great weekend. I'm off for the next 4 weeks, so I won't talk to you. So stay safe, and I'll talk to you when I get back from my holidays, all right?
You guys, thank you.
All right, man. See ya. There it is. Pop quiz back tomorrow with you, Pretty Malik.
Yes.
You'll be running the show.
Oh,
hang
the
out
pressure.
With us. It's Virgin Radio coming up next. It all begins. A summer to remember live here at Atlantis. The Palm.
This is the Chris Fade Show. Wake me up
every day. Virgin Radio. It was epic this morning. A summer to remember with Atlantis, The Palm, Dubai. We were giving away prizes worth up to 25,000 dirhams, right?
Yeah, we were broadcasting from this swanky suite. Like, so I don't even think I saw the whole suite in the 4 hours.
I stole so much from it. They don't still have no idea.
Now. Don't say it now.
No, I shouldn't, right? No, that.
Wait
that.
Till you leave the country.
So basically, what happened is that we had five amazing families all battling it out to get that major prize, which this staycation at Lannister Palm was huge. You got the dolphin swim as well. You got Wave House lunch and dinner. It was Bread Street Kitchen was thrown in there.
Yeah.
It was just fabulous. So the first part of this pretty was that we had to meet all families, right?
Yeah, so we had the Upper family, the Demory family, the Smuts family, and the Hewitt family.
You know what I love? That they were all sort of confident getting into this. Have a listen as we asked each family how they're feeling. Please welcome our first family, the Akbar family. Yay! Usman, how you doing?
Amazing. So grateful to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, I'm just really looking forward to getting the day started.
Okay, and your fam and your wife here?
My name is Amelia.
Hello, Sigurd.
Yeah.
And that's Alex.
Yeah.
And you got Timek, your son. So you got your two sons. Yep. So what do you think? What do you think's ahead of you? We haven't really given you any clues of the challenges that are ahead. Do you have any idea?
I'm guessing it's something similar to maybe like some of these escape rooms where you got some mental challenges I don't know.
Amelia, how are you feeling?
I'm good. Look, we've watched all the Survivor episodes, so I think we're ready for this.
Yeah. Welcome the Damrumi. Is it Damrumi family?
Damori family.
Damori. Imagine you guys are all tanned and looking all good. You guys are the best.
We're enjoying the beach.
I like it. Damori family. We've got Georges. We've got Mum Carol. Yep. Is it Lioness?
Leoness.
What beautiful names. And Luca and Liana, who are twins.
Yes.
Oh, Mom, you're doing well. So you are ready to compete in this? Do you think you have what it takes? You've got this?
We are ready.
Yeah. You live in the UAE?
We live in the UAE. It's been 13 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
What a place to call home,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, we're leaving. This is our last summer.
Oh my God.
We need to really make this a summer
really
to remember.
We really need to win.
George, does Carol do always all the talking? Is it usually her doing all the talking?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
He's not even bothering taking the microphone. He's like,
Do you have any idea what's planned?
No. Okay. So let's wait and see.
We've got the Smut family there. Am I getting that right?
Smuts,
the Smut family? Smuts. The Smuts.
Hi.
The Smuts are in the building. Give them a big round of applause, everyone.
Hey, yay!
Family number three is with us. How you doing, the Smuts?
Yeah, can't complain. Was excited to hear about this.
We've got Holly, Steve, Sean, and Charlie. Is that right? Did I get this right?
That's right. Yeah.
So, Sean, how are you? How are you feeling, Sean? Are you ready?
Good.
You're 7 years old.
Yeah.
You look like 25 to me. You're super strong. Are you ready to go have fun with Mum and Dad?
Yeah.
And what about you, Charlie? Charlie, are you 5 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, you're beautiful, Charlie. Are you ready to go have some fun with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you feeling good? You feeling confident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The most non-confident,
We'll have to see how it goes.
Just remain cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah.
Have some sort of like a strategy as you go in, even though
very
you don't know what you're doing.
Good.
Oh, good. But we'll see.
your wife Holly's like, oh, yeah, he's very competitive. He's very competitive. It's the Hewitt family. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. We've got Rodney, Susan, and Sienna. Good morning, guys. Good morning, family. You look fantastic. Dad,
good
how
morning,
you feeling?
Guys.
How are you feeling, Dad?
A bit nervous, but we have come with an open mind. Yeah. So whatever the challenge is, we'll take it up as it comes along. Yeah.
You think you've got what it takes? You think you're going to take out?
Definitely.
Sienna, how old are you? 13?
Yeah, I'm 13.
You still at school then?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Gems OEHS.
Good stuff. Like the hair?
Yes.
Thank you.
Pink hair.
Is this a Billie Eilish inspiration or no, just your own?
Well, just my own.
Looks cool. I like it. She's got fluoro pink hair.
Yes.
Mum, Susan, your daughter's 13. Mine are 11 and 9. Is there a big change between 11 and 13?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Should I be worried?
No, just let them do what they want to do, but give them the ground rules.
Okay.
They'll work around that. That's what I've done to both my daughters.
Good on you.
My elder one couldn't make it. Melissa, we miss you here.
Yeah.
She's online attending her university induction.
Oh, who cares about the university induction? This was way more important.
I know.
All right, well, up next, how did it all go? Which of those families won? We're going to find out next on Virgin Radio.
Let's go.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
It is definitely a summer to remember. And it was a summer to remember for one particular family this morning.
Yes, we gave away 25,000 dirhams worth of prizes this morning at Atlantis the Palm. Every single family had to do a set of challenges.
Yep.
But there was only one winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a listen to this.
Welcome
Welcome to the summer of
2021. Virgin Radio's Summer to Remember.
With Atlantis The Palm, Dubai's most iconic resort.
All right. This is it. We've been here since 6 a.m. this morning. Atlantis The Palm, Dubai. Give them a big round of applause, everyone. What a great little fun time we've had over the last couple of weeks. And this morning has been absolutely epic. The reason why we had four fantastic families playing up against each other in an obstacle course, in a challenge, in a four-stage challenge, the fastest time wins.
Yes, they had four stages. They started out in the Lost Chambers Aquarium looking for our five Virgin Radio stars. They then moved to Wave House where they had to knock down 10 bowling pins. From Wave House, they had to actually ride a wave for 5 seconds.
Yep.
And then it ended with the zone at the kids' club where they had to put together a jigsaw puzzle. They all came up the elevator, rang that bell.
All right. Everyone's going to walk away with some type of reward from Atlantis The Palm. There are four teams, and I'll start off in fourth place.
Okay.
For a summer to remember here in Atlantis The Palm. In fourth place is the Hewitt family. Give them a round of applause.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Virgin Radio. Thank you, Atlantis. This was our first ever experience. As I told you, we've been chasing every competition that is aired and we never get picked. And even this one, I said, no, we're not going to get, but I'm glad we got it. Anyway, thank you very much.
We are so proud of the Hewitt family. God bless you guys. And thank you so much for being part of this with us as
Thank you. Thank you.
Give the Hewitt family a big round of applause. All right. Means that there's three teams left, Pretty Mullig.
That's right.
In third place for Virgin Radio Summer to Remember here with Atlantis The Palm Dubai is the Damori family. Congratulations.
Hey, well done.
Third place. Well done, family. Well done, well done.
Thank you so much. And just the fact that we are here all together, that's more than enough. Thank you so much.
Give them a big round of applause once again. Beautiful stuff. Now, there's two teams left, which means whatever team I read to be second place, you automatically will know what team came first. Both teams did amazing. We've got both teams sitting in front of us, the Smuts family and the Akbar family. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm scared.
Here on Virgin Radio 104.4, no matter where you're listening across the country, in second place, congratulations to the Akbar family, which means your first place winner are the Smuts, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo!
There they are. With a time of 14 minutes, 31 seconds, you guys have won it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How do you guys feel?
I feel great.
It is amazing.
You did it. You again, second Akbar family, you did it in 14 minutes, 56. You were just slightly behind the Smuts family. So, guys, you've got the two nights family room. You've got daily breakfast. You go on to play with the Dolphins, lunch at Wave House, an hour bowling, and you've got dinner at Bread Street Kitchen. Give them a big round of applause. Little Charlie, they're very happy as well. Everyone's happy. Dad, how do you feel?
Unbelievable. I took so long trying to get my shoes back on after the wave pool. I didn't think we were going to be in the top three even, so it was fantastic.
Well, congratulations on everyone here at Atlantis The Palm and Virgin Radio. We want to congratulate your family for having a summer to remember. Well done.
Thank you.
This is the Chris Fade Show. Chris Fade Show.
Totally, it's a show to remember, as we just did a summer to remember with Atlantis The Palm. The Smuts family just won a 21,000 dirham holiday here at Atlantis The Palm. That's pretty cool.
What a summer to remember. It was so fun. Yeah. I wish we could have been down there with the action doing it as well.
Yeah, I believe that as well. But someone that was James Everton. James, you were with all the families running around here at Atlantis. We're live from Atlantis, by the way. You were running around with all of them, right?
I did the course four times. It was a lot of fun. I'm filthy. Like, they're all in swimming costumes, t-shirts. I came in white t-shirts, jeans.
Like, terrible
Awful.
Choice of outfit today,
Awful.
James.
Right. Thanks for your help this morning, James. We couldn't have done it without you.
Honestly, thank you for inviting me. Here Congratulations on another epic season of the Chris Fade Show.
What are you saying, bro? Yeah. I'm back tomorrow. What are you saying?
Sorry.
It is. It's another season coming to an end for us. I'll be I'll be back in about 4 weeks, hopefully. I'm off to the States now.
Now, Chris, mm-hmm. I will give you the platform to say your goodbyes.
Goodbye.
Now you can say goodbye. Your goodbyes.
Goodbye. That's it. Just saying goodbye now.
What else you want to say?
No, you're going to make fun of me.
No, I won't. This is your time.
No,
now you can do it.
No, you made fun of the whole show, pretty.
Go.
The whole show, I tell you.
Say goodbye to the UAE. Say, right. Tell everyone that you love them.
Okay. We're just trying to get our Emirates ID cards here.
We gave it to Lorraine.
Lorraine has them.
Lorraine has them.
Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
all right.
Bill.
All right. Thank you, Bill. We've got 5 minutes back here, Bill. We're trying to get our Emirates.
Good luck. Good luck, Bill.
It's good security here at Atlantis The Palm. Everywhere, like, to get into certain rooms, you need to hand in your Emirates ID. I like this.
Yeah, it's good.
But listen, a summer to remember. The Smuts family took it away. Well done. Pretty. You're doing the show solo tomorrow with Eddie.
Yep. And then Brent Black is going to be taking over the airwaves until everyone gets back. Rossi's in Ibiza. Chris, I'm telling you, say your goodbyes.
I'm in New York and LA for the month with the family, so inshallah everything goes well and safe. A little anxious, but everything should be fine and dandy. So
say hi to my parents for me.
I will. Follow me on the Grammage if you want to see our little trip away. But well done. Well done to everybody involved. Who's up next? Sheena. Sheena's in studio. Always there, playing all your feel-good hits. Make sure you keep us on all day. She's 104 minutes of commercial-free music. Well done to Team Virgin Radio, everyone involved. This morning was an absolute epic broadcast, as we do always here. We were so proud to be part of this brand. So from myself, Chris Fade, and the entire team, wear your seatbelts. I'll catch you in a month. Yalla, bye!
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.